Live from Bella Notte Restaurante in beautiful downtown. News Talk 970 WKHM, in conjunction with the Jackson Chamber of Commerce, are proud to bring you Good Morning Greater Jackson. And now, here's your hosts, Greg O'Connor and Rick Walton.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Good morning.
We have a rowdy crowd today for Good Morning Greater Jackson.
Well, it's back to school kind of a crowd, isn't
it? Yeah, it is. Welcome to it on News Talk 970 WKHM.
Yeah.
Rick Walton back this week. Were you here last time?
I was here last time.
Oh, were you? Okay.
The time before, I think.
All right.
Well, how you doing?
Welcome back again.
Another warm day, huh?
Good. Yeah.
My gosh. Is anybody complaining about this warm weather?
No.
I don't think anybody is, are they, you know? When we were looking out my window and it was so cold this winter, I said, do you think it'll ever get warm in the summertime where the lakes will get warm? They're getting warm. They're getting warm. It's going to stay warm for a while.
Hey, we have a kind of a school-related theme.
We do today?
I think so.
I mean, look at the program. It doesn't say, right here we got CP to start this out. Are they school-related?
Amen.
Yeah, they do a lot in the schools.
They do a lot in the schools. I know they do. So we're going to start out with CP today. We have with
that
us.
That would be John Christ.
We do. It is John Christ. And we got John's going to start out. It says Sarah on here, but I guess it's John.
Well, I guess it is. I don't see Sarah around here. So.
I don't see her at all. So welcome, John.
I'm just a stand-in today, okay? Can I handle stand-ins?
Well, stand up then.
No, stand in.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, we're glad you're here.
Well, we're glad we'll be here, too. And one of the reasons we're here is to let everybody know that we're sponsoring the Allegiance Hospice Golf Outing. It's hitting them for hospice, and that's September 14th this year, out to the Grand. And we're inviting everybody that would like to have a team in that to please sign up for that. It's an exciting time. Rick, I know you played in it, or you've been there. You've been there, Rick.
Let's
just say that, okay?
I played in it, too. I know. I won it one year.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay, Rick. You loaded your team. I know. Okay. We got those.
Absolutely.
But anyway, we're inviting people out there. And one of the reasons people ask me, anyway, why do we get involved in certain things and so forth? And if you're not familiar with this, of course, my spouse passed away out to hospice. And hospice has been great to us. Hospice has done a lot for the family. They're not only the patient themselves, but the family themselves. They help quite a bit. And so we just automatically said, this is something that we want to do. And so we hope each and every one of you will participate. Again, September 14th at the Grand. And I have somebody here with me who has also gone through that experience. And it's a sad experience, but it's a pleasant experience with hospice helping you by your side. So Chrissy Siders is here with me. And Chrissy, you want to say a few words? She's going, why did he say my name? Why is she doing this? But go ahead. Here you go.
We know she's not shy.
Right. I thought, who thought to give Chrissy the microphone? That was silly.
Wait a minute. Excuse me. Sorry.
You might want to get back. I've had a couple of experiences with hospice recently. 3 years ago, my mother-in-law went into hospice for about 3 hours, which is what I always thought hospice was. And last year, my mom spent 8.5 months in hospice before she passed away. And the best way I probably could describe hospice is they kind of put a new spin on life. And people don't usually think that hospice does that. But for me, it was a time to really live with my mom for the last 8.5 months of her life. So, you know, we really hope that people want to support this. It's an amazing fundraiser. Allows people to really spend that time in the hospice home or in hospice care. So it's a great cause.
Well, it is. I mean, if anybody's been out to that facility, it's a tremendous facility with great people that, I mean, it's a tough time, as you know, John, and both of you, Chrissy, I guess, basically. But I've been in there a couple times, and, you know, it makes it as pleasant as they can right there. Good people out there.
Really good people. Very good people out there. And, you know, it doesn't make any difference what's happening in the workplace, what's going on in any place. In their workplace, they take care of you, and they take care of your loved one. And it's a great cause. So we invite each of you out there. We also are looking for sponsorships. And the sponsorships, you'll see a flyer on your table. If you don't, you'll get a flyer on your table. And there's various sponsorships at various levels and so forth. I won't go through the details on that. But we're also looking for those golfers. And I'm sitting at a table here with a couple schools who I know that's all the superintendents do is play golf. So, you know, Rick, you got your challenge this year.
I know it because that's like you say, they got lots of time to play golf.
I know. You know, 9 months out of the year they work or something like that. Or whatever.
That's a good time,
boy. I'll have to leave early today. You know that.
We asked you to.
Oh. What's your name? So anyway, the other thing is community partners. If anybody in the community would like to partner with CP, we'd love to have you. CP is a organization that believes in its community, gives back to its community, works with its community. And if you would like to become one of our community partners, please give our office a call and ask for the marketing area, and we'll take care of that for you. The partnership basically allows you to open up your employees so that all employees can become part of CP. And so please give us a holler.
John, talk about your program in the schools, since we're talking about schools today.
Yep. Yeah, well, okay. Well, we may not be in two of them now, but that's okay. Now, we have a tremendous school program, which we put together in 1991, and we actually started at Parma School, Parma Elementary, and it just spread all over the county, and we're in, I think, 31 schools now. At one time, we were, and when I say in schools, I'm talking about an actual branch in the schools themselves, and we were at 51 at one time, largest in the nation, okay? But we decided to cut back and look at the quality of what we're giving to the students and also the time we're putting into it. And now we're in 31 schools in the county, and actually one in Dansville, too. And it's pretty exciting that this product that we have here is moving out and out nationwide now. People are picking up on this and working with the schools. And if you're not familiar with this, basically we start at fifth grade, and all fifth graders basically become the tellers. They become the manager. They become the bookkeeper. They become, and they have to apply for it. And so one of the things that we're teaching the kids, of course, is how do you apply for a job? What references do you use? And then they actually have to act as a teller, work as a teller, and be the teller. And so it's very interesting because I can remember one year, as a matter of fact, in Parma Elementary, our people showed up out there, and here's this young lady. She's in a corner crying, and principal didn't know why or what for, and asked if we did, and we said no, and walked over to her and said, "What's the matter?" And she said, she was crying. She said, "I forgot it was interview day, and I didn't dress up." Okay? So we're teaching something more than just finances. We're teaching something about that. And I always like to say, we're something more than just a financial institution. We're a institution for this county and work in this county.
John, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank
Appreciate
you.
It. And again, the golf tournament?
Golf tournament, September 14th, out to Grand. Hope to see all of you out there. Thank you.
Thanks, John. John Crist is everywhere.
Everywhere.
He's everywhere. Hey, we have the Western schools here today. They're actually sitting with the Northwest schools. I thought a football game might break out here.
We were here first.
Didn't think about that. Yeah.
Superintendent Mike Smita is here. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. What's going on out at Western, Mike?
Well, we got a lot of good things happening at Western. I want to thank John and CP. All kidding aside, CP Federal has been a wonderful partner. Really exciting to see them come into our schools and interact. And their representative has really become part of our staff, and we really appreciate that. John brought up something that ties into directly with what we're doing out at Western, and that's the career preparation. You know, career preparation is an important component. I don't care whether you're going to go to college, trade school, or come right out of high school and look for work. We need to do a better job, and I'm speaking for Western, we need to do a better job of preparing our students for the workforce. You know, I use the example often. I said, you know, my daughter is now in dental school at U of M. And when she graduated from MSU and she's applying to dental schools and interviewing, she came to me and she said, "Dad, how do I interview?" I'm thinking, this is a young lady with an associate's degree, a bachelor's degree, and now she's asking me, how do you interview? We need to do a better job from our aspect of preparing our students. And our first step in doing that is we're focusing on what used to be called Western Options High School. Western Options High School is our alternative school. It has now become Western Career Prep High School. And I'm going to let Dr. Jared Vickers, our principal over there, talk a little bit about the program. But this really, really evolved out of conversations that started with superintendents and a few organizations in Jackson County a few years back. And that is, how do we do a better job preparing a quality workforce for Jackson County whereby manufacturers want to come here? And I know we've had several manufacturers. We've talked to the enterprise group that have looked at Jackson and said, we're not sure you can give us the workforce we need. Well, we need to get there, and we want to play our role in getting there. for Western School District, our first step is we wanted our alternative high school to be more than a holding pen for 4 years. We want the students that come out of our alternative high school to be ready for the workforce. We want them to know about the jobs in our community that you can make a living wage and raise a family on. And we got some great partners already, and it's expanding every day. But there are some jobs in our community that these students, if we steer them right, get them exposed to the right workers or work opportunities, they can do a great job. And Andy Cook, I give him a shout out because Andy came to me last fall when we launched our early middle college in Jackson County, which is a great partnership, and we're hoping to expand that. And he said, Mike, I never went to college. Look at me. I own a business. I do concrete work, and I can't keep up. I could put two or three more crews on jobs if I had the workers. And that got me excited, and it just helped propel what we're doing at Western Career Prep. So I'm going to hand the microphone over to Jared, Rick, unless you have a question.
No, I don't know. I think Greg asked all the questions.
Let's meet Jared.
Yeah.
Jared Vickers. Jared, you're running the alternative high school.
Correct. Yep, I'm principal. Western Career Prep High School is an individually paced high school program. During the program, students complete their required core and elective courses. The elective courses include career interest course, leadership classes, personal finance, soft skills, much more real life skills, preparing students before they enter the workforce. But the exciting part of the program is once students hit 24 credits, and students work on 1 to 2 classes every 13 days, so we don't operate on a traditional semester schedule that a traditional high school does. So students earn 24 credits, their 25th and 26th credit, they are out in the workforce full time. So they'll work a minimum of 160 hours in an area that they've identified as an interest or a strength for them. Currently, we have a student pilot in it right now with Cook Construction this summer, and he's doing an amazing job. But students are going to work full-time for their last two high school credits. And then once they hit 26 credits, they have earned their high school diploma. So that's an exciting part of the program. The district
is that an eye-opener for the kids?
It is. Yeah, you go from a 7:30 to 2:30 day high school day to potentially a 10 to 12 hour day in the workforce. It's an eye-opener. But through our electives, we're able to start instilling that work ethic as preparing them for the real life or working Saturday and Sunday. Mm-hmm. The real world, a lot of jobs don't take Saturday and Sunday off. So
Christmas.
Christmas, correct. Yep. If you get in one of the manufacturers in town, and they have a job that they're running, you could be working 7 hours a day, 12 hours a day, so 7 days a week. Upon earning their diploma, students will have the skills needed to successfully enter the workforce. And we really look at this as a game changer. We're taking the time and attendance out of education and replacing it with the progress and achievement and real life, real world skills that students can take with them the rest of their life.
Is the goal, Jared, to just get kids right into job? Back when Rick graduated from school, so many decades ago, he could go right out to Goodyear and get a job right out of high school. Is that kind of the goal here?
Yeah, it is. Well, with the diploma, they can take that to any college or university if mm-hmm. they choose to go on to college or university, any branch of the military. Or what we're finding is students going into manufacturing position, construction, whatever it might be, and then taking college at the same time. So the employer is sending them to take that next step in either leadership training or specific job skill training.
But some kids don't want to go to college, or they're not built for college.
Correct. So this will give them 160 hours mm-hmm. of work experience before they earn their high school diploma. So our goal is first they have a full-time job when they graduate. If not, we're going to get feedback from the employer as to why they didn't get hired full-time and share that with that student before they graduate.
That's really a great thing. If you got a job for these kids coming out, this alternative school, and they're somewhat trained for it, it's fantastic. Of course, you know, as we've talked, it's all about attitude and discipline and everything else. And we've got to get these kids to show up there. You know, give me a kid with an attitude and a desire to learn and a desire to be part of the team and et cetera, and fall down, because we're all going to fall down, and we'll be able to have a good life on that. You know, but if you can get this, whoops, it's my phone.
You're going to sing? Or? You get a call every month at this time.
I do not get a call. They got a lot of problems in Washington, you know.
We have a tremendous staff. The staff rewrote the electives this past year, preparing for the program. We've met with over 65 businesses in Jackson County, met with the Chamber, JAMA, Commercial Contractors Association, and everyone is excited about this program, because you talk to businesses and first thing they say is we need a better workforce in Jackson, and this is our part in preparing the future workforce in Jackson.
You know, amazing, great. You see all the signs out there for jobs. It is, you know, and I do a lot of different businesses. I cannot believe how many jobs are out there. Like I say, bring me a person that's got an attitude and I'll train them, you know. So no, I'm glad to see what you guys are doing. I know Jared, you're doing a good job out there on that program. And that program, you've just started with that program, haven't you? You've been there how long?
I just finished my second year.
Okay, your second year. Finished your second year. No, I think that's absolutely terrific. But we got to go back. I don't care if it's that program, it's the other program. You know, I still go back. I've told this story before about their life skills, you know, coming out into the world. I mean, it's like raising your hand. You don't raise your hand if you feel like you're going to look foolish or whatever. And at the time I wrote that first check when I was in college, I never had done a check before and was nervous. I was just freaking out. Honestly, I'm standing there in line. There's people all around. I'm thinking, I don't know how to write this check. I've never written a check in my life. Now, and I was going to be embarrassed up there in front. And I figured it out. I mean, I figured it out fine and got it right. But it was, you never learn. You never did it. You're probably not going to seek it out yourself, and I just think we need to continue to do that. But it's great you're doing those things. And I know Western's really having a lot of success out there, and you're filling right up, aren't you? What? John? Oh, I can't talk? No, yeah, Jared, good job. Great
Thank
job
you.
What you're doing out there.
Mike, you're a connected community school. What is it?
Connected community schools is exactly what it means. All the 12 local school districts and the ISD in Jackson County, we want to be connected to our community, and that's part of the C2C program. And really, our program is spun from the same origin C2C came from. And that's, we want to get connected to the community. We don't want to be a separate entity doing a thing in our own little silos. We got great partnerships. We got partnerships between different districts. We got partnerships with businesses and community agencies. You know, Jeff and I work well together. I know Jeff works with other superintendents well. So, you know, it depends what the need is. But we really want to be giving back to our community and be responsive to our community.
Do you play those guys in football this year?
We are going to play Northwestern football. And okay. Mr. Bontrager and I, we decided we need to jack up this rivalry.
Let's get a little bet going.
We could do that. Yeah. I've offered to give him a foot race. I want a 5-yard race. and I get a head start. But no, one of the things we are going to do at between Northwest and Western this year is I've already committed to my band director and to Mr. Bontrager. We're going to transport our marching band up to Northwest. So not only do we have football players on the opposite side of the field, I'm hoping we can have the bands on the opposite sides of the field and have a little fun with this and build it up and see who is the best of the West.
That's a good one. Good rivalry. Hey, Mike, thanks for coming out. Jared,
thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right. We're going to move right along here and continue with our education. And I'm excited to hear about our next speaker here, because I think that you've got to have a tough job. But we're going to talk to Rise Above, Neil Fernandez. And I didn't even know anything about your program. It's the first I've heard about them. I look at the sheet here, and I guess you're called Rise Above. So welcome, Neil.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Like I said, I'm looking forward to hearing about what you're doing out there, and I know it has to do with education,
yep.
Kids at risk and all that. So tell us about it.
Yeah, Rise Above is a brand new 501c3 here in Jackson County that really, our goal is to reach out to those kids that have kind of used up their last chance. Rise Above reaches out to those students that have been suspended or expelled or incarcerated in Jackson County. And really what we do is we provide them with four different unique programs and opportunities. The goal really is to help the student become whole again, to get them back into school, to get them to be successful, and to really to do all the things that I've already heard spoken this morning.
So you must see a lot of tough situations, I got to believe, there.
We do. Unfortunately, we've got students that have done a myriad of things, anything from arson to bringing handguns to school to drinking, drugs, you name it. We've got a a tough crowd. But you know what? I would challenge anyone to come into our building on any given day and to point out which student did what. They really are transformed students once they enter into the four walls of Rise Above and move through the four programs that we've got for them. So, yeah, Crossroads really is our main program. And what we do is that's for the expelled and suspended students. And what we do is we take students that have been expelled from school, we enter them into our program. The cool thing about it is we are not the accrediting body. The school remains the accrediting body in this situation. All we do is facilitate. The goal is always to return the school, the student back to the school. We want to partner with the schools, and we have done a really good job of partnering with Western, Northwest, and Jackson at this point in really enabling their students to succeed in places where they failed before. And to now, we just opened this January, this past January, 2015. So we just finished our first semester. We're into our summer school curriculum with the students, which we have a phenomenal turnout for that. Our whole program is voluntary for parents and for students. None of the students are forced to come into the program. So that in itself creates a very unique dynamic. So some of the benefits of the program are obviously the fact that it's voluntary. Students coming in want to come in because they want to change. They want to succeed. Second is the class sizes are extremely small. We're talking about 8 students per class. And the beautiful thing is they have a certified teacher for 8 students, and they have a certified counselor for those same 8 students. So they get a tremendous amount of attention day in and day out. And typically what we're seeing is the students that are coming in are not coming from like the typical situation that you would think of, that demographic that everyone thinks of when they think of an expelled student. Really what we're seeing is the common denominator is broken relationships. And when they come into the program, what makes them successful is because we spend so much one-on-one time with them, is they, for the first time, have a real relationship that is intentional and sees them overcome their challenges. So the amazing thing is that student suddenly wants to succeed. They want to do good in school, socially, in all of our programs, because we have 4 programs. So Crossroads is our main program, and that's one we work with the schools with closely on to really get their students whole so we can get them back to school again. The 3 other programs we have really are Reading Aloud. A program focuses on literacy, where we take students that have a reading difficulties, where they're grade level or more behind in their reading. And we use a program called Orton Gillingham to work with students to see them overcome those reading challenges. And we do that both in-house and for the youth center right next door to us as well. That program is still developing with the youth center, but that's something we hope to do very soon here. We have another program, it's called Of One Mind. It's our only voluntary program, and it's run after school. I'm an ordained minister of the Free Methodist Church, so I run a ministry after school where some of our students like to stay after school and talk about spiritual things and engage in that type of a conversation. That's been a real blessing as well, because we've seen a lot of students overcome some pretty serious struggles through this program and have really encouraged their parents. It's been amazing to see how a student has grown in their faith, and really it's encouraged their parents all that much more as well. And then we have a program which should be near and dear to this group, which is called our Successes Building program. And entrepreneurialism is near and dear to my heart. I'm Canadian, if you can't hear any accent. And in Canada, I had several of my own businesses as well. I was in upper management for companies like Coca-Cola, Weyerhaeuser. I was the vice president of operations for a company called Garda. And really the goal there with this program is to come alongside students and not just give them job skills, not just teach them how to do a resume, and we'll do that, not just teach them how to interview, and we'll do that, but actually start for-profit businesses with the students. Let them manage it. Let them do the accounting, let them do the hiring, the firing if needed, the customer service, all of it. So the goal is to find partners that want to see these kids enter into, like Western and what they're doing at their option school, is to give them an opportunity to be employable, give them second chance employment, I like to call it. So really become their first real reference and not, you know, chastise and terminate because they didn't come dressed properly or because they did something inappropriate with a customer, but give them a second chance and give them long-term training opportunities to overcome where other companies may not do that.
So are you looking for partners? Is that?
We are. We're looking for a bunch of things. So again, we've only been around really since January 5th of this year is when we opened our doors.
Is this a county program, Neil?
It is. It is a Jackson County initiative. We invite all high school age students to be incorporated into this program. So if a high school does come to the point where they have to expel a student, we would encourage them to contact Rise Above. We have materials that we leave at the high schools. That they can give to students and parents to consider Rise Above as an option. But from a county-wide standpoint, we're obviously engaging businesses, the different schools, we're engaging individuals, but we're looking for board members still. We need two more board members to round out to the nine. We've got probation officers on our board. We've got retired university staff. Directors of the youth center is on our staff. A CFO of a major bank is on our staff, on our board. We've got some pretty notable people already. We're just looking for a couple more individuals to add to
that.
Have
you had some success stories?
Oh, we've got some phenomenal success stories with students. Particularly, I'll give you two. We have one young lady that struggled really, had a difficult time with drugs, where she could not function without using in the morning. Sober was not in her vocabulary. And what we did with this young lady is not typical. She would come to school, right, to Rise Above stoned. In a normal school setting, she would be sent home. At Rise Above, we set her aside, let her come down from what she's on, and set her right back to school. It was not going to be her excuse to escape. And so I said, basically had a very frank conversation with her, say, that's not the way it works anymore kind of thing. We sat her down and let her relax. As soon as she was down enough that she could do some work, she started to work. Well, what she learned right away was, wait a second, this is a safe place. I don't need to use to come here and feel safe. So my wife, who is my assistant as well, that works with us at Rise Above, her name is Veronica, she actually started tracking with this young lady her usage. And in a very short period of time, we're talking maybe a week or two, where you got to understand this young lady has been using constantly for years, and she's 14. Mm. Within a matter of weeks, her usage was reduced dramatically because we would track it. She was very honest with us. It's a very safe environment. And now where she had a procedure yesterday, and she committed to my wife and I, before she went into this surgical procedure yesterday, that she was going to use this as her opportunity to completely quit using. That is huge for this young lady when you consider she'd been using for years and she's only 14. So yeah, we've had a number of successes like that, and obviously we're about to turn over our first students and unleash them back to the schools to graduate.
Hey, we're out of time, but how can people get a hold of you, Neil?
The best thing to do is go to riseabovejackson.org. So it's riseabovejxn.org, and you can follow the links there. There's phone numbers, email addresses, and Facebook pages and all that kind of stuff there.
Great.
Appreciate
fantastic
it.
Program.
Break for the news, 8 o'clock. We'll be back with more on Good Morning Greater Jackson, News Talk 970, WKHM.
We now return to Good Morning Greater Jackson. Once again, your hosts, Greg O'Connor and Rick Walton.
Welcome back. Good morning, Greater Jackson, part two.
Man, they're excited today, aren't they?
Fine superintendent from Northwest, Jeff Bontrager, is here. There he is.
Oh,
let's get him a microphone.
I don't hear much applause. What's going on here?
There he is.
Good morning, Greater Jackson. Does that fire up or not? No, oh, not yeah. really.
Just looking
you know,
at you.
It's funny that it takes a lot of coffee in the morning, doesn't it, sometimes, you know? Hey, it's great to be here. I have to say kudos to many people. Michael, wherever you're at right now, thanks for getting in touch with me as far as coming down here. There's all kinds of things as far as culture. I met with Neil yesterday. In regards to his program at Jackson County, I look around here, see Jamie sitting over there. He still is the big dog, even though he's not on the air every morning. Good to see you, Jamie. And, you know, I look around here, and it's exciting, the prospect for Jackson County. It really is. And I paused there on purpose. Let it sink in a little bit. And I look at what Western's doing. and what we're doing as a greater educational community in Jackson County with that connected community schools. And that's what it's all about. And very quickly, unfortunately, when the auto industry really took went bottoms out here several years ago, unfortunately, there was a lot of overreaction. And that was when it came about that it didn't matter who you were, where you came from, what your intellect was as far as your abilities and so on. But at that point, that's when our state decided that that everybody was going to be nuclear physicists. And as we all know, everybody is not nuclear physicist. And so we have come full circle, and I feel like Jackson is leading the way, Jackson County is leading the way, in the sense that we're trying to be full service. And Mike and Jared did a great job of really going over their program. We have several programs. One of the things that we're doing is a pathway program where kids really get in touch with what they feel like their strong suit is. And we're doing this. We're starting this in seventh grade. We have a manufacturing program in seventh grade. We're starting this year. Communications, which is soft skills. Which is this year as well. As we all know, there's great things about technology, but there's also challenging things about technology, and that is that personal or lack of personal interaction, looking people in the eye when you talk to them, shaking hands, that personal interaction that sometimes our greatness in technology in our country has taken away from us. So these are the kind of things that we are really trying to touch on. And I could go on to, you know, the middle college experience. I could go on to the dual enrollment that we have in the schools, in the connected community schools in Jackson County. Our kids have great, great opportunities that they have never had before. In fact, it kind of takes me back to a thought that it's interesting. It was about a week and a half ago that I had an individual, and I was just stopped me on the street, and we were shooting the breeze. And they're talking about, well, you know, these kids these days and these teachers and this and that and so on. And I said, you know, I have to tell you, I wish I was 13 again, because the experience that these kids are having and the quality of teacher and instruction has never been better than it is right now. And I truly believe that. And I could go into stories when I was in school, but that was before, let me put it this way, there wasn't stalls on the toilets back then because they were all blowing off. And we knew where that fight night was every day in the west parking lot at the school. And by the way, it wasn't a school in Jackson County. However, that's the way it was back then. That's the way it was. And so when I
did you go to Walton
remind
school?
People.
Did you go to Rick's school?
You know what? Rick and I went to school together. And, you know, no, we didn't. I'm
no,
just
we
kidding.
Didn't. You're a lot older than me.
Yes. Yeah, Rick was the captain of the golf team. And that's why he's out making his rounds trying to take money from people in Jackson County on the golf course. But anyway, how did I get off track? See?
Sorry.
Anyway, GOC. So we have a lot to offer, not only at Northwest of Jackson County. We got some exciting things at Northwest. We have every building is still torn apart and getting put back together. We have 5 weeks, and we're really on target. Our new elementary, which will house a little over 700 kids, will be ready to open. It looks like it's going to be a week early. I don't want to knock on faux pas. And we have the high school that is the performance center with that is for band, choir, and our sports teams. That is quite a sight to see. It's beautiful. That's going to be ready to open. And then we have the part of our bond was the secure part. And so all of our offices and vestibules, entryways, are being refurbished, redone, and so we're really excited about it. It's a lot going on. Let me put it this way. The only building that's not torn apart is central office, so we have pretty much the entire administrative staff and principals that are housed in our office right now.
New school going to be ready?
It will be ready, yes. Yes.
You passed a millage. How did you do it?
You're going to be there?
How did you do it?
Well, you know what? We have a great community. It's been a big team effort, and we have a great community that believes in Northwest. And, you know, when you have a vision to believe in and there's greatness out there, people want to be a part of something special. And that something special is going on at Northwest. And we have a lot of excitement, enthusiasm. And, you know, I met Stan out here just today. Stan is a member of a resident of Northwest. Just met him this morning. And he was telling me about the excitement of Northwest. And Stan, it was great to meet you. And, you know, that's just an example of the things that are happening there. We have the Gold Club, and we have that community feel that really is embodying what we're doing. It's exciting.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it.
No, thank you, GOC. You know, I can't help just enjoy the newscasts every morning with, you know.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to have a little.
You might be in it tomorrow.
Well, you know what? You remember how you talked about you and I doing a little sing-along sometime?
No.
What do you think about that?
Not today.
Okay.
Not today.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, GOC.
All right, that was a great interview, Greg. You had really right on questions there.
Jeff, by the way, Western brought us T-shirts.
Yeah.
Well, they're coming.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
And a pen. We got a pen, too.
Hey, can you hear a beeping sound of the truck backing up?
Yeah. All right. Can't hardly wait. Well, next up, to continue our education day here, we're going to talk about Jax.
Correct.
And another name I really didn't know about either, other than apparently you're connected with these magazines right here, Stephanie.
Right. It is a new area resource guide for families.
Yeah, we have Stephanie Riggs with us today.
Stephanie Riggs, yep. I'm wearing dual hats. I still work for Lloyd Gayton Retirement Centers as their Director of Marketing and Public Relations, but as a community service piece and a new endeavor, I saw that there was a need again in Jackson. All the boards I sit on and nonprofits that I help out, they don't have a voice. They don't have anywhere to talk about what they do. So all the cool things going on at the schools, they're welcome to place full articles in this new resource guide for families to learn about.
So this is this is published every?
Every month. It comes out the first of the month. It is free. You can find it around town in more than 50 locations already. We've actually been getting phone calls asking for it to be placed in places. Polly's has it. All of our libraries have it. The 10 area McDonald's are carrying it. You can find it at places where you'll find families. So the dance studios have it. Lyle Torrance Center called and asked for it. Our Community Action Agency, Jackson County Health Department. Page 2 shows everywhere that it's at, and each month we're proud to say we're adding more.
So this has to do with nonprofits?
It has to do with pretty much anything that benefits families and to educate them. Western Career Prep, we are schools of choice. We chose Western. My daughter Morgan Riggs is our managing editor. She's a sophomore at Western High School. She wanted to work, but this doesn't really fit in with a 4-point plus GPA and, you know, 3 or 4 instruments that she plays in all of her sports. So we found something that she can help do, learn these skills that they're trying to teach, talking to people, interviewing, shaking hands, looking people in the eye when you talk to them, communication. You know, she has lofty goals of going to either MIT or Harvard or something. And I think this is a really cool vehicle for her to learn from.
So this just has to do with families, which I love the idea. I mean, let's say.
It does. And, you know, our advertisers are supporting it. And it's called the Collaborative Kid Source for a reason. It's a collaboration. I have a full-time job. I do not have time to write this. So as a marketing expert, if you write the articles and you send them to us how you want them to be, we will place them in there, make them look great. I used to work for the SITPAT for 18 years. Advertorial is powerful. It teaches people that you're the expert in your industry. And by being the expert in the industry, they will frequent you because they feel confident that you know what you're talking about. So we'd like to see banks in here. We don't have any yet. Any credit unions. We don't have insurance agencies, Rick. All families need insurance.
I never get any calls.
There you go.
You know, things like that. All of these things that we need to teach our kids. You know, I know a 27-year-old that doesn't know what an interest rate is. Kids that don't know how to balance checkbooks. They don't know how to manage a credit card. These are articles that would be very beneficial. I've learned since doing this that there's a thing called Club Scientific in town. Who knew? I didn't know. There's so much to say that you can't say in an ad, and you can't say in a 30-second radio commercial, but you can put it in here, and it'll be out in people's hands for a month. And then, you know, if they're really interested, they'll save it.
How the heck did you ever come up with this? I mean, how did you come up with this?
Well, you guys remember Kids in Common many years ago that Phil and Shannon Rosinski started. I was the graphic designer that did that with them and helped facilitate its launch. So after it went away, a lot of people kept saying they wish they had it again. And, you know, 10 years ago, I didn't have time to do this, and life wasn't where it needed to be. And now I have time, and I have a child to mentor. So I think this is a really cool thing and in the right time for it.
Well, I do think it is fantastic. It's obviously nothing but positive things again.
And it is all positive. And it's, you know, we don't call it a newspaper. It's a resource guide because this isn't news. This is information to educate and to inform. You know, there's so much going on in Jackson County, and there's just not enough vehicles to tell about it. And nonprofits can't afford always radio time. They can't afford the Citizen Patriots rates. These are just $10 a column inch, so even a daycare can afford them. And a lot of educational opportunities. I mean, their career prep, that's a cool thing. My oldest child was not a college student. He was barely a 1-point GPA, let alone a 4. But he's a heck of a worker, and he has an IQ that's off the charts, but he works for tech now. And if we would have had something like the career prep back then, I think his road to manufacturing would have been a lot easier.
So I didn't even look where you were distributing this, but obviously all the schools must have it.
I have mailed it out to the schools. We hope that they get on board and start talking about what they're doing. We've sent it to many different agencies, and we've had a lot of people just sharing it. Community Action Agency came to us through a mutual friend, and Club Scientific, they came to us through the Michigan Theater. So it's just a matter of talking about it.
Okay, so we want to get a hold of you to put an article in there, to do an advertisement, to do whatever.
You can do that. Our email is jacksfamilyguide@gmail.com. We do have a website now that is jacksfamilyguide.com, and that'll have a PDF on it. So if you can't find it around town, it'll be there for you to read at your convenience.
Well, I think it's great. I like the purpose and everything else. And another positive thing that can help families, kids, and make this better community.
Thanks, Steph.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Stephanie Riggs. Jeff Bontrager.
Hey, real quick, GOC.
Yeah, wait.
So. Rick, I just want to give a shout out to some of our Jackson County manufacturers, TAC, Orbit Forum Techniques, Advanced Turning, just to name a few, that really have joined with us to start this middle school program. And a shout out to Carrie Bashinsky from Northwest that really has led the way with this, because it couldn't happen without her and the collaboration with our Jackson County manufacturers. So so great things are happening.
Amen.
Thanks,
Amen.
Guys.
Did you want to say something, Mike, real quick?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Can you sing, Mike?
Here's Angela Magnick.
All right. Well, thank you for all the positive energy this morning, as well as the enthusiasm for this community. As all of you have said this morning, it's amazing all of the collaboration that's happening. So keep up the great work, and thank you for including the Jackson County Chamber in what you're doing. So welcome to Bella Notte this morning. Thank you for braving the very hot weather already this morning. Please try to remain cool as you go throughout your day. I want to thank our ambassadors, who were the folks that you saw at the front door when you came in. We have Molly Bolton with Edward Jones, Melissa Denbrock with CP Federal, and Misty Alvarado with Bank of America Merchant Services. So thank you all for helping out this morning. Thank you. Let's give him a round of applause. Yes, thank you. All right, and since we were together last month, we do have some new chamber members that have joined us. TC Power Sports, Teach Out Security Solutions, Pro Designs Plus, the Power Barn, Jackson Rental Center, the Jackson Area Collaborative Kids Source, otherwise known as JAX, the Felician Children's Center, Choice Auto Sales of Jackson, and Allen Brothers Fence Company. So let's welcome them to the chamber. Thank you. And encourage them to attend our monthly events, our yearly events, as well as the opportunity to join a committee at the Chamber. There's a great resource in all of you to provide us with your experience and wealth and knowledge. So please remember that you are welcome to join a committee at any time. We do have a business after hours coming up in August over at the Commonwealth Commerce Center. We're going to be taking a summer road trip around the building. So if you are not familiar with the Commonwealth Commerce Center, great opportunity to come out. We also have a coffee with the chamber on the 21st. So if you want to learn a little bit more about your chamber benefits, that is a great opportunity to come out and do some networking. We'll be back here on the 25th for Good Morning Greater Jackson. Keep an eye out in the mail for the annual meeting nomination forms. This is your opportunity as chamber members to nominate fellow chamber members for the Athena Award, the Brick Award, the Small Business Person of the Year Award, and our new Reach Higher Award, which is actually tackling the worst workforce development issue. So keep an eye out for those nomination forms. We also have our Leadership Jackson program starting in September, so applications are now being accepted for that. And also, make sure that you secure your booth for JAXPO 2015. There are brochures up at the front, but it is our business-to-business Expo. So lots of stuff coming up for everyone in the fall, so please keep us in mind. And I'm going to go over this wonderful list of everyone that's here this morning. So again, thank you all for your positive energy this morning. It's great to be with you all this early in the morning and everyone actually laughing and having a great time. So thank you for the coffee to Bella Note, as well as the great breakfast to keep us all going this morning. So thank you to Exit Realty First, Gilbert Chocolate, Handyman Stan, Jackson County Prosecutor's Office, Jerry Jarzinka, Teach Out Security Solutions, Dancy's Fancy Butter, The Fourth Wall, Jackson Journeys, Russell Decker, Legal Shield, Tomco Asphalt, America's Preferred Home Warranty, Michigan Office Solutions, Jackson Magazine, Innovative Financial Services, Image Planet, A-Plus Electric, and Prolific Family Chiropractic. And so thank you again to all of our sponsors, and we will see everyone next month. So thank you all. Have a great day.